Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, the heart of the island's community.
We have Lucy and Craig from the Fleming Arms in Binstead.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So, the Fleming Arms in Binstead, now I know that one. It's the one that's on the main road as you go to or from Ryde.
It's on the right-hand side if you're going to Ryde, on the left-hand side if you're coming back.
That would be logical. Now, how long have you been in there, Lucy?
Just over a year now. So we actually took over on the 31st of July last year, but for unforeseen circumstances, we didn't actually get open until the third week of August.
Right.
Yeah, you had some building issues, didn't you?
Just a small few issues regarding cellar, bar, floor, walls, chimneys.
Not much then,
not
yeah.
much, but we're finally there. We've ploughed on through it, as we say, and we are now open for the foreseeable. I don't plan on shutting down until Christmas Day. When
you're going to shut Christmas Day?
I am going to shut
Good
Christmas
for you.
Day.
I think you probably need that, don't you?
Yeah.
Some pubs don't, but fair dues on you. You've got to make that decision for yourself.
Yeah, no, a lot of my team, they all have a lot of young families around them as well. And to be honest, who wants to work Christmas Day?
Nobody.
Yeah,
nobody.
No, not a lot of people.
Nobody in their right
day.
Mind.
I think that makes sense. But now, you have kind of changed the position of your pub in terms of what it is.
Yes. Yeah, so after we had a 3-month closure due to our floor joists all collapsing, when we reopened, we actually rebranded as a restaurant.
Mm.
So we are just open restaurant hours. We do just open 10 till 10 Monday to Saturday, and we are only open 12 till 6 on a Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
Prior to that, we have also installed a little farm shop selling all Isle of Wight produce.
Yes.
Trying to support as much local businesses as possible.
And that's open quite a few hours, isn't it?
Yeah, so that's open as long as the pub's open, the shop's open too. So you can pop in if you're running out of milk, 5 to 10, come on in, come grab some.
That's handy to know.
It is good to know.
Is that... Do you have to go through the pub to get into it, or has it got a
yes,
separate
door? Yes, yeah, no, you come through the front, so it's literally situated. So they used to be back in that pub back a long, long time ago. It used to actually be an off-licence and a post office.
Oh, really?
So we've
oh,
reinstalled right. the shop where the post office used to be situated inside the pub.
Yeah. Oh. I remember pubs used to have, when I was a lad, they used to have a separate off-licence, which was like a little shop you could go in and, as a kid, you could go and buy your sweets and crisps in there, as well as your dad could come in and buy the beer or whatever
yeah.
you needed to. Yeah, but not so common days.
Or you were sent to get your dad's beer.
Yeah, we were. They didn't pay quite so much attention
ago,
to it
yeah.
in those days. Yes, I used to do that. But that's a good idea. You've actually sort of restored its original
yeah.
function to an extent.
Yeah, so we sort of asked a lot of the people from the community what they wanted, because I'm never going to be a sports bar.
No.
I'm never going to be promoting, come in here, get drunk, have
no.
a really merry time.
Yeah.
No.
So it was just sort of a wasted area for me. So I sort of asked the community, what did they want from their local pub? What would they like to see?
Mm.
And they said a farm shop. They want to go somewhere where they can just go down the road and back, get some bacon, get some bread.
Makes a lot of sense.
And do you use all the stuff in your farm shop?
Yeah, so
in your
everything
restaurant?
We use in the farm shop, we use throughout our whole menu as well.
That's good,
okay.
isn't it?
Right down to the bread we use is Grace's Bakery bread. We use Isle of Wight milk. Literally everything. Everything which is in there, we try to use
Brilliant.
Throughout our menu.
That's
good,
absolutely
it?
Really good news, because farm shops tend to be honest, on farms. And they're not convenient for you to go if you live in the middle of Ryde, but you could nip out to your place quite
yeah,
easily.
And we also have like put little tasters out for people. So like when people come in, if they're not quite sure, just ask. We're open jar. Try it. It's not a problem.
So you can go to the farm shop, get your stuff, have a cuppa.
Yeah. Have a piece of cake.
Have a piece of cake, and off you go.
Yeah.
Oh, this sounds fab, doesn't it?
Yeah.
But, I mean, you've rebranded as a restaurant, so you're much more family-friendly now.
We
family
are very
orientated.
Family-friendly. We did just win an award for
the
best family-friendly gastro pub for the Isle of Wight.
Well done.
We've just been nominated for the Best British Roast Dinner Awards.
Oh, wow.
Ooh.
So we should hear about that at the end of this month, I believe.
Good for you.
Best British Roast Dinner. There's a lot of boxes being ticked in my head here.
Yes.
I do like a roast dinner.
I think we may have to visit.
We have to visit, maybe.
Yeah.
Well done. Because one of the things you need to do on the island, as you know, there's a lot of seasonal trade, and if you get those national accolades, then people will come and have a
yeah.
look.
Yeah, see, we... the season didn't really affect us, which fills me with confidence, because that's just proven to me that people who are coming to us are local people.
Yes.
And local people are going to keep supporting us throughout
the year.
Yeah. It's not just going to be seasonal. So that is what Craig and I and our team really want to promote, is we want, come and use us, come and support us. If we bend over backwards to help you. We do a lot of dietary requests. We've got a full vegan menu, a full vegetarian menu. So we do try to cater for everyone. But if there's something you don't quite like, just come and ask us. If we got it, we'll do it.
Okay.
That sounds good, doesn't it?
Excellent news, isn't it, that? I'll tell you what we'll do. We'll take a little bit of music and a break, and then we'll come back and talk about the sort of things you run and a bit about your menu there, if you'd like.
Yeah, super.
We've got Lucy and Craig from the Fleming Arms in... Is it Binstead there?
Binstead,
isn't it? Yeah. I get confused between Binstead and Wootton, but then I'm an idiot.
So, we know that.
So we were talking before about you've had a few trials and tribulations getting the pub going, but you've now got a good clientele coming in on a regular basis, and you're happy with that. But some of it's to do with the food, isn't it?
Yes.
So the food is really your province, isn't it, the food?
It is indeed. So we try to go like your standard pub grub, but we just want to make it a bit nicer, using island produce all through the menu. So it's a slightly upmarket, but it's still, like, you've still got your lasagnas, your batter cods, your sausage and mash, but just with nicer quality meat and produce.
Mm. And you were saying about chicken nuggets, and you make them yourself?
Yes, so like saying the kids' menus, instead of buying it in, we thought if we've already got chicken breast, why not dice up the chicken and make it fresh?
Absolutely.
So we always say fresh is best. Why buy frozen when you can make it twice as good?
Yeah.
And still use island produce, of course.
Yes, definitely.
That makes a lot of sense to me.
It certainly does.
So you've got an award for your Sunday roast, so obviously that's in your area, isn't it?
Well, they've been nominated.
It's been nominated. It's not there just yet.
Yeah, well, good luck with that one. Does someone come around and judge it then?
Yeah, so what they do is over the period, I believe it was 2 or 3 months, you get two people from the mainland every week come over, and it's like a mystery shopper. So you never know who it is when it is.
No, they come in and they just eat, and then
so they eat and they go and then write their report.
That's interesting.
Okay. It's nice to know that you're in the running, though, which is
definitely
brilliant.
Which is something,
considering you've only been open a year, as you say.
So now it's October, but I'm allowed to mention Christmas at this point. So we're in the run-up to Christmas, aren't we?
Yes, so Christmas menus are out.
Well, they are in most pubs, to be fair. You're not getting in advance of anybody else particularly. So, yeah, if anybody says it's too early, shut up.
It isn't too early.
We've got... businesses have got to plan for these things.
Of course they have.
So what are you offering, roughly?
Christmas menu.
In
the run-up to Christmas.
So our Christmas menu actually starts on the 25th of November.
That's about right for most, yes.
So we're just running it for the 4 weeks. It's 3 courses for $29.95 or 2 courses for $24.95.
And then
we're also doing children's Christmas menu for under 12s. That I think we've done $14.95 and $12.95 for the children's menu.
Yeah.
But we've got your traditional roast turkey on there, and then we've also got supreme chicken. We've also put vegetarian dish and vegan dishes and a couple of fish dishes on there. It is all on our website, and we've got hard copies in the pub.
Okay. Well, magic. I was going to say, people can find out more on your website, which is what?
www.theflemingarmsisleofwight.co.uk.
So you've got all your menus on there, opening and closing times, contact details.
Yep, all your details.
Right, I'm going to ask you a question which is very dear to my heart. What beers do you sell?
We sell local beer.
Oh, good.
So, look, Goddard's and Yates we do. I generally have, this time of year, I only usually have 2 ales on at
a
time.
Yes, makes sense.
One of our best sellers would be the White Squirrel at the moment.
Yeah, it's an interesting flavour, that White
Squirrel. Yeah, it's not to my liking.
It's a darker beer than the most modern beers are.
Yeah.
It's got a deeper taste, let's put it that way. But your White Squirrel's quite a popular one.
White Squirrel's quite popular, and then we also use Yates's beer. So you've got like Islander, which is very popular.
Ireland's a lovely beer, yes, it's really nice.
I do try to get some Marston's in at times and Adnams, but yeah, try to keep it local's best.
Try to keep it local.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, the local
let me know if you get any ghost ship in from Adnams on draft, I'll definitely pop along.
Well, that should have arrived last week.
Oh, it
for beer and buses, but it never...
how did that go for you?
Beer and buses was, yeah, it was good.
Good.
It was our first year of doing it, and yeah, I think I'll do it again next year.
Good, good. It's become a massive thing.
Was it busy?
Yeah, I wasn't as busy as I think was the previous year. We put a marquee and a stillage out the back, and just had a bit of music and done offers on the food. Mm. Like I said, we want to promote our food, and not really into promoting big drinking.
No, I understand that.
It was worth doing. It was a fun. It was a good laugh. We had quite a few classic buses come into the car park.
I
we all had photos
did.
Taken with
yeah.
them.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it was interesting.
It's worth noting, you must have a sizeable car park then.
Yeah, we have a rather large car park, which a lot of people do miss. It is, as you, between Mayor Ross and us, there's a driveway. If you go down that driveway, you'll be confronted with a huge car park.
No, I never knew that, you see. I thought they one of the problems might be difficulty in parking, but you've got a big private car park. Well
big
known.
Private car parks.
Mm-hmm. So, if you are looking for a family-friendly pub, and you're in that part of the island, well, why not drop into the Fleming Arms?
Absolutely.
Have a nice meal. We're going to have to do this, aren't we?
We are.
Yeah, I can see this coming up. We're going to have to do that. And you can meet Lucy and Craig and their team.
Yes.
And have some lovely food. You won't meet them now because they're not there. They're here. But do go to the Fleming Arms.
It's giving us a well-earned morning off for a change.
Yes, yeah, I think why not? So. Yeah, pub trade's hard. I had a couple of family members who are in the pub trade, and
it's 24 hours a day.
It's a lot of work.
Yeah.
But you've got to love it to want to do it.
You really do need to have the passion and drive to be able to continue. It's not just a walk in the park.
No. And what we always say for anything is support your local pubs, support your local clubs and venues that are putting on music or food or whatever. And if you don't, they won't be there.
Yeah. Use it or lose it.
Thank you very much for coming in.
You're welcome. Thank you for having us.
No problem at all.
Your support matters. We operate thanks to the support of local businesses. If you would like to advertise on Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, contact our team today. Marketing@vectisradio.fm.